Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Waking up on Monday, and the coffee just can't quiet. Wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
And here he is, having the time of his life, Joey Harrington. No big souk, he is in Portugal, man.
Portugal, did you do that on purpose?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I was like, wow, that was kind of clever.
Yeah.
Thank you. He is probably having the time of his life. He actually sent me a picture, and I think he did it just to stoke the flames of jealousy, of him at the Hungary-Bulgaria match. I can't remember which one. And he said he saw Cristiano Ronaldo score two goals.
Oh, cool. Does that make you jealous?
It did make me a little jealous. Yep. It did. I think I was paying bills when he sent that. So it was like, hey, you know, which one would I rather do?
Yeah, probably be at the game. Do you still write checks for bills?
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah, I know. There are
some bills that I pay that have no option for auto pay or credit card, or if it's like a smaller like subcontractor, you know, that isn't like a big business. And I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I hate it. I don't think we should own checks, but you kind of have to.
No, I know. I literally had that thought while I was stewing over the fact that Souk was having a pint and watching the second greatest player of our generation.
Yeah, living his second best player of our generation?
Well, Messi is significantly better than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay, I wouldn't know.
It is the Jack and I have had this conversation many times. It is Messi makes other players around him better. If you needed one goal, and you said I need one player to score one goal right now, I'm going to take Cristiano Ronaldo between the two, right?
Okay.
But if you said, I need one player to make my team better, then I'm choosing Messi. And, I mean, let's be honest. It's not like you're choosing between LeBron James and, you know, Dennis Scott.
Michael
I don't
Jordan.
Know.
Oh.
No. Like you are choosing between two of the yeah. greatest of all time. So, okay. That's my perspective.
Okay. Well, I want your perspective on something else, and it
Ooh,
is
okay. That's
that
why I'm here.
Oregon. Actually, I'm going to tease something before we get to Oregon, Indiana. I learned something about you a couple weeks ago, and I haven't had the chance to ask you. And today, I'm going to ask you, and I can't wait
Ready
to
go.
Ask you. So that's the tease. Okay.
Ask me?
No,
you're just going to
next segment.
Ask if you can ask me.
Oh no, I think I can ask you. It's just, I'm going to do it next segment. I'm just teasing ahead. You know how all the good hosts do that, you know?
Oh, I thought you were teasing ahead the Indiana question.
No.
You're teasing ahead the
no,
learning
no, no,
question.
No. We're going to talk gotcha. Oregon, Indiana here. Okay. Because the people
okay.
want to know
okay.
what the hell were they doing so well to confuse Oregon and Dante Moore?
I don't know.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Well, that's Joey Harrington, everybody. I hope you guys have
thank
a great
you. Day. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean, were you shocked?
I was surprised based on our conversation. I didn't think they would be able to hold up. Right? I thought they would put up a fight, and then I thought at the end that, Oregon, for the reasons that we talked about, bigger guys in the trenches, more home field advantage. I mean, all the things we talked about last week, I thought Oregon would pull away. I'm not really sure what, how do I put this? We got beat. Like there's no, hey, Oregon lost this game or, we screwed it up. We just got beat. Right. And sometimes you get punched in the mouth and that happens. It's an interesting feeling because one, I'm not worried about it. And two, it really doesn't have a tremendous impact on the season, which is an odd feeling, right? We're so programmed to think like, oh my God, we lost the game. The world is collapsing. Like what? We have to fix it now or else, the season is all lost. But that's not the case. I actually don't mind the fact that we lost, right? If we're comparing it to last year where we came in, riding high and nobody could touch us. And then we got punched in the mouth in the first round and oops, there you go. Like this is an opportunity to change the things that they did wrong, to try and correct the mistakes. And to be perfectly honest, I was watching the game. I wasn't studying the game to know what it was that Indiana specifically did. All I can say, like, it was just like as a fan watching the game, it just had the feeling of like, hey, we got beat, and there's no two ways around that.
Yeah, they played great, and their players. I mean, and we knew they had better players than what Indiana normally has, but
for sure.
Even that was like, whoa. I mean, they're way better than we thought. What do you think of the narrative that Oregon may have overlooked them or took them too lightly?
I wouldn't agree with that. If you are going to have any sort of narrative, with the benefit of hindsight, maybe the narrative is Penn State wasn't as good as people thought they were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And Indiana was the true test.
Right.
Right. So we went on the road in an environment with 100,000, whiteout and came out with a squeaked one out at the end, which seemed to be a great road win against what appears to be a significantly lesser team than the Indiana team that came in and beat us at home. So, I mean, both were close games and I don't know. I don't buy that at all. I buy the, after watching Indiana play, the narrative I buy is Indiana's a good football team.
Yeah.
And exactly. They came in prepared and they did the things that they wanted to do and we didn't. And if they continue to do that for the rest of the season, you're going to be watching them play a lot of football.
Yeah. I kind of liked the idea of moving to the Big Ten. All the Pac-12 stuff aside, and that was sad, but I thought it was going to be more like this, You know, like last year was really boring. The Ducks didn't lose a game, and they had one big game. Everything else, well, I guess the Wisconsin game was close, but it was just easy last year.
Yeah.
These last two games, this is what I thought would be fun about the Big Ten, is that you go into these games and you may be better than Penn State, or you may not be as good as Indiana, or you may be better than Indiana, but none of that matters. You have to execute week in and week out. It's a bit more like the SEC. And like you said,
I'm still going to disagree with this. I'm going to disagree, because did you feel that way against Northwestern? Do you feel that way going to Rutgers?
No.
Are you going to feel that way next week against Wisconsin?
Maybe.
Like there's no difference to me. We've had this conversation that they had two games. They had, Washington will be a decent game. You know, if they continue to play like
USC.
That, but they really have. Yeah. Okay. Fine. But I mean, Washington, USC,
Iowa.
You know, I guess my point is, you're not playing Ohio State and Michigan this year, right? You're playing a down Wisconsin team. Like, is there maybe a little bit more of a grind? Sure, but it's because Washington and SC came along with us. Like, I don't know. I don't buy the argument that top to bottom, this is what you're getting every single week. Because honestly, we're going to Rutgers this week, and you know, I'm not sure I can tell you what time kickoff is right now. Like
3:30.
It's not okay. There
right
you go.
Right here on the Fan. Thank you.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't think it's week in and week out. I'm not saying week in and week out. You're right. The SEC comparison is a little tough, but just. You know, I mean, so the Penn State game and the Indiana game are in the books, and both were close. Could have won both, could have lost both.
Yep.
I think a trip to Iowa will be like that. I think the USC game will be like that. And I think the Washington game will be like that. There's five games right there. And it's not every week, but that's five. Last year it was one. So I guess maybe it's just these last couple of games is the way I'm feeling like that. And look, you know, the Rutgers, I mean, it's a long trip. What if it's close in the fourth quarter? You know, I mean, I don't know. It's just.
But that's, you could say that, but that argument can literally be made about going to Pullman. Like, it's a lot, you know, it's rural, it's remote. You got to get in the bus, and you know, what if it's close in the fourth? Like that's my point, is unless you're playing. I think last year emphasizes my point. Maybe this year emphasizes your point, right? Last year, we were the cream of the crop, and there was only one game, one team that even stood comparable to us, right? We were pulling away in the Big Ten championship. Credit Drew Aller for keeping them in it. But that, you know, that game really was not as close as it was. So Ohio State was the only real game that we played that last year, which is kind of my point. I can understand the conference is better top to bottom this year. That's a fair statement to make, but you're not going to be playing the big guns every single week. I don't know.
I know. I just am happy it's more fun this year than it was last year.
No, that's a fair statement. Yep. Yeah. That's the conference is better this year. I enjoy seeing competitive games.
If I told you in 2001, when you're at Oregon, you will be taking a trip to Rutgers for a conference game in 2025. Would you think good things had been happening or something terrible had happened for Oregon?
Likely terrible.
Yeah, right? You'd be like, what
likely
happened?
Terrible.
Like, what did we lose? Did we get demoted?
They instituted a promotion relegation system in college football, and we got moved to the subcommittee or the subdivision.
Yeah, it's a weird game, but I don't know.
Okay, I'm interested about this question. You've got me right. Like that's where my mind has been going this entire time.
Well, okay, well,
and maybe that's the point of you teasing it is.
Yeah, that's the idea. I have a question for you. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying that I believe that most Oregon fans already know what I'm about to ask you. But I didn't know this. And so I don't think we've ever had the story on the show, which is the whole idea. So
Okay, cool.
We will start there. next with our friend Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. Now, I found this out only a couple of weeks ago, and I found it out by reading your Wikipedia page. Do you ever read your own page?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say that what you are going to ask me is incorrect.
It might be, but I want to ask you. Seeing as how we have direct access to you, I'm like, oh, okay, I want to ask Joey about this because I didn't know this, and I bet you a lot of Oregon fans do if it's true. But what is the origin of you doing – I didn't know you were the O hand sign guy. So you did that on the cover of the Oregonian. What was the origin of that?
I've told you this story.
I don't think you have.
Okay. And taking a step back, I jokingly say I should have trademarked this in some way, but yo, God, like, so I was after the Keenan Howery punt return game against Oregon State,
yep.
Right? We clinched the back-to-back conference championships. We were on top of the world. That was it. And I was walking, that was my last game at Autzen, and I was walking out of the, off the field, just kind of looking around, and you walk by the band. And so being a music person, and having a couple years of redshirting and not playing, I would watch the band on the sidelines from time to time. And I noticed that like the band director, you know, after you score a touchdown, you can't just like talk to the, you know, hey guys, let's play the fight song. He would use hand signals.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, if you wanted him to play something, it was an A and something was a T. And then when he wanted him to play the fight song, he would put his hands in at the shape of an O. And then he would use those and everybody would kind of, you know, echo it back to him. You know, he'd put the O up, they'd show the O that they knew it was coming, and then he'd count off and they'd start playing. And so as I was walking off the field, it was like one of those, I don't say sentimental, but I was like, this is the last time I can hear the fight song at Autzen. And so it was like a piccolo player or a flute player is like down in the corner. And I couldn't like yell up to her because obviously it was too loud. And so I put my hands in the signal of the shape of the O to like signal to her, hey, can you pass it to the band director? I would love to hear the fight song. And so as I was signaling that, she got it and she passed it on to the band director. And so they snapped a picture of me signaling the O.
Cool.
And they put that on the front page of the Oregonian. And so after that, like everybody started, you know, that was when people started doing the O and they started crediting it to me. But the real story, and God, I got to go back and confirm. I believe his name was Todd, the band director. I think he went to went to West Albany or West Salem High School. He's no longer there, but he was the one that actually started the O, not me. I was the one simply signaling to him that I would, hey, can you use your signals to get to the band to play the fight song? Because I'd love to hear it before I left the field.
How about that? Cool story. And how about the odds that the Oregonian photographer was standing right there and put that on the, you know, they plastered that all over Oregon, and now it's a thing. Now every time you watch an Oregon game, a camera, you know, the camera pans the crowd. They're doing your O or Todd's O.
Well, there you, or yeah, and so I the next year I came back to a game, and I think they had like a picture like on a T-shirt of, you know, the hands doing an O, and then they had the duck like holding up his hands in an O. I was like, you know, maybe this should be like an NIL thing. You know, maybe I could have done some good for that, but yeah, you know,
yeah,
it's a good story.
Under what circumstances would you ever run for office?
Now or 20 years ago?
No.
Probably zero circumstances.
Really?
Yeah, I think that.
Did you think about it at one time?
That's what I wanted to do. What? Yeah, no, I was a political science major. I enjoy I was until I got bored. But I enjoy history. I enjoy the workings of government. I enjoy listening and learning and understanding how things and people work together. And I love my city and I love my state. And that was always what I had kind of envisioned doing, is running for some sort of office, you know, down the road. Now, I don't know. It just seems like too much work. It
yeah,
seems like
you got
too,
a pretty good life.
And not like, hey, I'm afraid of hard work, but like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, in order to make a reasonable impact, there is so much crap that you have to go through. And I think the realization that I came to is, you know, if I want to make an impact on my community, city, state, you know, you can do it through the public sphere or you can do it through the private sphere. And with our scholarship program, with the mentorship that comes along with it, with us trying to open doors for the students in our program, I feel like I can make a difference and contribute to our community in that way, right? The moment you enter into the public sphere and throw your hat in and say I'm red or blue is the moment that 50% of the people, you know, automatically hate you and, you know, hate your ideas. And even if it makes a lot of logical sense, you know, screw you.
Yeah.
But if you try to better your community, at least I have found if I try to better my community through the private sphere and through the work of my foundation, then there's a lot more doors that are open and a lot more people that are willing to listen and help.
Did you ever come close at any given time to throwing your name in the hat for something?
I still, at the end of my playing career, I was still considering it.
What?
It was still
just in Oregon?
In Oregon.
A governor? Senate?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I wouldn't just, you know, come right back and jump into running for governor. No.
Well,
I
Chris
mean,
Dudley I would've did.
Well, you know what? Chris is just one of those dudes. Chris went to Yale. He's really smart. I went to, you know.
You went to Oregon. It's the Yale of
the
West.
I went to Oregon. We're slightly less smart. No. I don't know. I don't know. You're taking me down a path here that I haven't thought about in a long time.
So you did. You were, when you retired, you were like, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
And then, not when I retired. Once I was ready for retirement, I was like, nah, screw that.
Oh, okay. So when you were done, what years are we talking?
I would say maybe like, you know, I was probably still thinking about it. You know, 5, 06, 07.
Oh, okay. Mm. What could have been?
Yeah.
Wow.
But then we wouldn't have had these incredible conversations.
Or maybe we would. Still.
Maybe we would.
Never know. All right. Well, 3:30 tomorrow.
Yeah. Will Souk watch?
It's
It's a good question. I think he's coming back to the States tomorrow. He said Saturday to Saturday, so I imagine he's traveling. But yes, I think
he just went to Portugal for a week.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. His girl.
Is there nothing better to do? It's like, hey, what you want to do? I don't know. You could go down and grab a beer on it, you know, down at the pub, or we could go to Portugal.
You know what? I think the new thing is trips like this, shorter. You know, my kid just took a trip for a wedding to Portugal, and they were there for 5 days. That's it. Boom, in and out. Yeah, I think that's what the kids are doing these days. Now, he did that. I think his lady was over there already for work or something, and he went and met her. And, you know, it's a key time of year for us in our world, so can't be gone too long, you know.
Very true.
You know.
Very
true. All right. Well, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Joey.
All right, buddy.
All right, Mods PDX, the future of building is here. Joey Harrington each Friday at 5:30. Okay, what would it take for you to do this? The Club is next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.